they don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It's why, though. Here we go.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Why we can't have nice things. Also, people that
they don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
We do. A little too well. Weird story. They're all weird, but celebrity weird. Story to start off why we can't have nice things. So there was a fan convention happening over the weekend. Of course, they're all over the place, and they seem to be always happening. This one in Washington State. And 78-year-old Cobra Kai villain Martin Cove, which if you're not familiar with the Karate Kid movies, Martin played the original bad guy from the original, John Kreese. And he's still a part of the Cobra Kai franchise that goes on Netflix. Well, his co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim, who also plays a villain, this time in seasons 5 and 6 of Cobra Kai, they were at this fan convention. Of course, they were sat relatively close to each other, because if you're interested in one, you'd probably want an autograph from the other. And when they saw each other, Martin Cove, like I said, 78 years old, randomly grabbed Alicia's arm and bit down as she passed by him. He then allegedly kissed her arm when she yelled out in pain. Now, Martin's bite was evidently so hard that it almost drew blood, left a bruise. Alicia decided not to press charges, even though she had a police report and photos taken of it. She says, here's her quote, "She was furious, outraged, visibly angry when I told him calmly not to bite me, but he insisted he bit me for fun." And then he apologized to her when the police were there. That is weird. Mm-hmm. That is not the Mr. Miyagi way.
Dum, 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 dum.
Sammy Kershaw, not the only one having trouble in airport security. The singer was caught with a loaded firearm this week, while another guy in Detroit beat him with a grenade in a carry-on. Oh. Yeah, luckily it was not live, but they did have to evacuate everything. Replicas of explosives are banned in all luggage. And I'm thinking this probably didn't end well. No, that's not where that goes.
He dropped a bomb on me,
baby.
Just ask Roberta. She knows.
Well, on that same note, officials out there in West Texas stumbled upon unexpected relics this last week. On Thursday, teams with the Midland County Fire Marshal's Office's Explosive Ordnance Disposal Division. Can you imagine that as a business card?
Yeah.
I don't think they can fit all that on the back of their little jackets. And the city of Midland discovered 6 World War II era training bombs at an oil field when they were doing surveys to find out what was under there. So they moved them, and no incidents. Though that pales in comparison to also middle of last week, in the UK, more than 160 unexploded bombs from World War II were identified. This is roughly about 50 miles north of Newcastle, in Woolwich, England. First day, they found 65 unexploded practice bombs. Then they thought we should look for more. On the second day, they found 90 more. They've all been safely removed. By the way, this place that they found all of them, they found them because they're building a new children's playground.
Oh, for crying.
Bomb on me.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
You know, Wendy's is a force to be reckoned with. I mean, they got your burgers, your salads, your chili, and even raw potatoes if you want one. A thief broke in through the drive-thru window where he was spotted eating a spud, then went straight for the condiment packets. He stuffed his pockets with them and ignored the safe, the cash registers, even the Frosty machine, then left the building. One guess as to where this all transpired.
Florida?
Yes, sir.
I mean, to his credit, they're really stingy with those sauce packets. How many do you want?
I don't know. I know. And why is the ranch a charge?
40?
But it costs the same as the ketchup.
Hot and mild and fire. I don't know.
Variety.
Just handful it.
I want more.
Well, stop me if you've heard this before. Actually, don't. Museum in Florence, Italy. The Uffizi Gallery in Florence, Italy.
No, fancy.
Which has a lot of art. had a stupid tourist. So they were taking a selfie in front of the 18th century portrait of Ferdinando de Medici.
Oh, no. This is going to be bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy backed up while he was taking the selfie, evidently lost any idea of his personal space, and ended up, his backpack tore a huge seam right down the middle of the priceless 18th century painting. The gallery is going to send it off for repairs, and the gallery is enforcing new restrictions on selfie taking. The tourist responsible for the incident will be prosecuted. Oh. Thank you.
So I know we're all sad that Luke Bryan had to cancel his show in Dallas, but take heart. He's still got plenty of money. And he doesn't need yours, but he's also probably not giving his away. A man in Bennett, Nebraska received a text from someone claiming to be Luke, who requested access to his savings account.
Yeah.
Says Luke is a really good guy.
Sure.
He says he's going to give me $300. Instead, it was a scammer.
Yeah.
And he only has $2.42 left after the guy took $600. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly be on the lookout for anywhere that you may have a fake Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
That
would
KB well, and Heather yeah. Lee.
You never know.
I mean, I don't dum, 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 dum. Saying anything there. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, 44-year-old man in Florida also got arrested into he was breaking and entering. In fact, when he broke into this particular house, he ended up staying for about 4 days. Police in Davenport, Florida, got a call from the homeowner's neighbor who was watching the house while they were away. Evidently not very well, because this dude had broken in and hung out 45 miles southwest of Orlando for 4 days.
Whoa!
But the neighbors said they started seeing lights turn on and off inside, so the cops showed up to check it out, and they found this dude making dinner. He'd also just filled up the tub for a nice warm bath, and he admitted he did not have permission to be there. He was actually rather calm for Florida man and didn't know the owners. He didn't want to go home, though, because he and his wife had had a big fight and was avoiding her.
Mm-hmm.
Being in there for 4 days, he is now facing multiple charges, including felony charge for unarmed burglary. No word on whether his wife bailed him out or just left him there.
Dum, dum,
and he was probably happy to stay.